Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Emma McCarthy. Pope Benedict XVI has replied to the letter written by 138 Muslim scholars to Christian leaders, inviting a group of them to meet with them here in the Vatican. The letter is addressed to Jordanian Prince Ghazi bin Mohammed bin Talal and signed by Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, Vatican Secretary of State. In it, the Pope expresses his deep appreciation for the positive spirit which inspired the text from Muslim scholars and its call for a common commitment to promoting peace in the world. While it is important not to ignore or downplay the differences between Christians and Muslims, the Pope says we can and therefore should look to what unites us, namely belief in the one God, the provident Creator and universal Judge. Reiterating his words to representatives of some Muslim communities in Cologne at the beginning of his pontificate, the Pope stressed we must not yield to the negative pressures in our midst, but must affirm the values of mutual respect, solidarity and peace, adding there is plenty of scope for acting together in the service of fundamental moral values. The common ground between the two faiths, he says, allows us to base dialogue on respect for the dignity of every human person, on the objective knowledge of the other's religion, on the sharing of religious experience, and finally, on common commitment to promoting mutual respect and acceptance among the younger generation. The letter concludes with an invitation to the Jordanian prince and to a select group of the Muslim signatories for a papal audience to encourage such initiatives. The Pope also proposes setting up meetings between the Muslim scholars and Vatican organizations, such as the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue, the Pontifical Institute for Arabic and Islamic Studies, and the Pontifical Gregorian University.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.